You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Well, God's Daytimer, let's continue on with this. The point I was making at the end of the last show is you can't understand what's going on without God's Holy Spirit, and He doesn't give it to everybody. He only gives it to specific people. So if you didn't hear this, who's He give it to? Because everybody wants it, right? Acts 5:32, that is the key. And we are His witnesses to those things, and so also is the Holy Spirit whom God has given to those who obey Him. If you want God's Holy Spirit, He only gives it to those who are obedient. And He's planned everything down to the smallest detail. Don't let this world get to you. Don't let this government scare you. Have you ever looked at something as common as a snowflake under the microscope? See, I've got a halfway decent microscope. I bought it from a veterinarian that was retiring. And I like looking at things under that microscope. And the deeper you go into the detail, the more you see of proof of God's creation. Do you know that He's planned out our days for us? That's right. Here's where I'm getting to this. God has a day timer. He has planned out our days for us. Not only has He chosen us, from the womb, He's planned our days out with His calendar. Yes, that's right. God has a calendar. And do you know He uses this calendar as a sign? Let's take a look in Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 18, and start reading there. It says, "But I said to their children in the wilderness, do not walk in the statutes of your fathers, nor observe their judgments, nor defile yourself with their idols. I am the Lord your God. Walk in my statutes, keep my judgments, and do them. Hallow my Sabbaths, and they will be a sign between me and you that you may know that I am the Lord." That's right. Your Bible tells you that God has statutes. Obey them. Walk in them. Not the statutes of your fathers or men. Don't defile yourself with their idols. They have idols that will defile you and make you unfit to worship God. And He says, "I am the Lord your God." Here's what He says. "Walk in my statutes." Oh, people don't want to hear that. Oh, that's a burden. Oh, keep my judgments. In other words, do what God says. He has decided many things. And then, hallow my Sabbaths. That's right. God has Sabbaths. They're not the Sabbaths of the Jews. They're the Sabbaths of God. It says, "And then you may know that I am the Lord your God." Do you follow man's Sabbaths? Sunday? Xmas? Ishtar? VD? Yeah, that's right. The festival of Lupercana? Valentine's Day? VD? I don't give my wife VD. I don't know about you, but I don't get her some pagan sexual ritual orgy, evil, idolatrous gift from Satan. If you do that to your wife, you don't deserve your wife, okay? It's a sin. It's wrong. Quit sinning. Obey God's statutes, judgments, Sabbaths, and there'll be a sign between Him and you. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.